Let Down Your Guard. Fraser Kowalski, R-rated. Done for Mac's birthday. Thanks to Nikki for audiencing and to Bryn for the beta. Ray sat back on the couch, watching his partner with a mixture of amusement and exasperation. I thought you said you weren't a betting man, Ray grinned. His only answer was Fraser's straightforward gaze. Half an hour, Ray mused. Piece of cake, Fraser. You can't keep the mountain mask on for that long, not if I put my back into it. It had been a pretty stupid thing, but after months of tension because of the ghost ship case, Ray felt the time had come. Although they found their mojo again, Ray had an itch. It had taken time and a lot of observing his partner to realize that he was seeing some of it mirrored in Fraser. Questions were, what could he do, and how far was Fraser ready to follow him? Ray knew his way of handling such things wasn't exactly brilliant, because most of his insecurities tended to come out as a teasing and generally annoying behavior. To make matters worse, he joked once too many about his partner's ability to stand guard, ignoring everything around him. Just because Fraser had managed to piss off the Ice Queen the other day and had landed guard duty. Of course, that had been the day where Ray had come up to pick him up after work. He'd sat on the steps to the front door of the consulate talking to Fraser, who of course couldn't answer back. So over pizza, Ray had sort of insinuated that he was sure he could break Fraser's concentration. Hence the current setting. Ray had 28 minutes and counting to win, and the determined set of Fraser's jaw told him in no small words that he wasn't going to have an easy victory. Tough luck. Ray was just as stubborn as Fraser, and he was dead set on doing everything to get Fraser to break down. Maybe I should put on a pink tutu and dance the Dance of the Seven Whales? Ray watched with amusement as Fraser didn't even twitch. Hey, he could do anything short of touching Fraser. Gave him a world of options. You're not going to say, Ray, the Dance of the Seven Veils should be performed wearing nothing but the aforementioned veils, are you? Ray leaned further back and put his hands behind his head. Come on, Fraze, it's got to be something. Ray did try, but the minutes ticked by as he made one verbal mistake after the other to get Fraser's usual corrections, even put one swear word in there after the other. No dice. Fraser was just standing there like a statue in his damned red uniform in the middle of Ray's living room. You know, Fraser, you're stubborn as a mule. Ray kept his running commentary, as much to keep himself going as to get to Fraser. Pacing the floor, he wondered what he could bring up to rattle the man. As always, his mouth seemed to be ahead of the game. I mean, I like the persistence thing in yet, but it's kind of annoying. Well, annoying as shit sometimes as well. Ray stopped and stared intensely at Fraser. They were close enough for Ray to notice the color of those eyes, to feel as if he was drowning in them. Do you have any idea of how I felt on that sup? When you finally let go of your urge to control the whole thing? Ray smiled softly. It was like I'd been pounding on this wall for ages, and finally the damn thing cracked. Why does everything have to be a battle with you? Ray shook his head and returned to his pacing. Never mind, I seem to thrive on having to fight for relationships to work. Kind of like it. It sure as hell isn't boring around you. Ray stopped again in front of Fraser. I want to lean on you, but I want you to lean on me as well. Fraser, let's forget this stupid bet. You win, end of story. Ray sighed. I really need you to respond to this. Fraser didn't as much as twitch. Look, I'm going to take a chance here, okay? Ray took a deep breath and stared directly into Fraser's eyes. I'm going to kill you if you're napping and not hearing a word of what I'm saying, Ray warned. Thing is, I've had this tense feeling since the Henry Allen. Not a bad kind of tension, just like something shifted into place, but I can't get any further without you. I don't want to go any further without you. Ray's breath burst against Fraser's face as he leaned forward, barely an inch between their lips. I mean it, Fraser. My feelings for you are less than, or maybe more than, platonic. Platonic, Ray. My feelings for you are not of a platonic nature, either. Fraser rasped, his breath warm against Ray's face, the sweat on his upper lip evident this close. You're, Ray said, as hope bubbled inside him. You are, Fraser grunted as he hooked his fingers in Ray's belt hoops. Annoying, persistent. Two rough kisses were dropped on Ray's mouth. Exasperating, another kiss, no more gentle than the first two. Absolutely the most tempting, teasing. Each word was punctuated with a kiss. Sexy, Ray supplied with a breathless laugh. Fraser nodded. Fuckable, Ray groaned, feeling the heat of Fraser's flushed face. If you want me to. Every nerve and fiber of Ray's body was suddenly on fire. You know what to do, he asked. Yes. Ray whimpered as he rubbed up against Fraser, feeling the solid body move to aid him. Fraser's hands slipped from their hold on the belt hoops to hold on to Ray's hips, and the feel of those strong fingers digging into him, probably leaving bruises, quickened Ray's breathing even more. Bet, he gasped as he buried his fingers in Fraser's hair, covering that tempting mouth with his own, not making any move to actually get to said bed. Thankfully, as always, Fraser had a nice grip on the situation. Ray rumbled deep in his throat. The situation wasn't the only thing Fraser had a nice grip on, seeing that the strong hands had slid further down in the back. Being walked backwards should be awkward, but to Ray it was like dancing as he willingly let Fraser lead. There were obstacles, but Ray followed every little shift in Fraser's body, telling him to avoid this or that. Dancing, yeah. They definitely had their own little duet going. Good thing Fraser seemed comfortable with leading, because Ray was kind of busy. God, Fraser tasted better than he'd imagined. Those very few times he'd allowed his own thoughts to stray in that direction. It was strangely arousing in itself to feel the scratchy wool of the uniform against his bare arms. Uniforms. Objective numero uno. Get the Mountie out of his damned uniform. Right, he'd seen Fraser put the tunic on more than once. Hell, he'd worn the full gear himself at one point. Lanyard, out of the shoulder thingies. It wasn't easy, but he trusted Fraser to get them to the damn bed. He could concentrate on the uniform. The Sam Brown. Ray's mission was aborted as he lost his hold on Fraser. With an oof, he landed on his back on the bed, bouncing up and down a little. He looked up at Fraser, feeling startled and bereft. Hey, that's not buddies, he complained. All good things come to those who wait, Fraser said, his serious air ruined by the glint in his eyes and the slight curve of his lips. Oh yeah, and the tip of the pink tongue gliding over his lower lip only made Ray's knee burn hotter. Ray swallowed hard. He had thought he was affected by watching Fraser strip off half his uniform to retrieve the smuggled file during the Volpe case. That was nothing compared to this slow, deliberate strip. Christ, it looked like nothing but an efficient get-out-of-uniform strip, but it made Ray's blood pump faster, made him sweat, made his jeans tighter than hell. The only thing that told Ray that Fraser wasn't as cool, calm, and collected as he might appear was the slight flush of his cheeks. Oh yeah, Fraser might be trying and nearly succeeding, but Ray thanked the heavens that there was still the signs of Fraser's, well, innocence was the wrong word, but he'd have freaked a little if Fraser had turned out to be all suave in bed. In bed being the operative word. Ray reached up, wanting to touch all the exposed skin. Fraser, however, was faster, but in the end Ray got what he wanted. A brief struggle, a lot of groping later, Ray was pinned on his back with Fraser looming over him. A very naked and flushed Fraser. How fond are you of your shirt? Fraser asked, leaning down. His breath felt volcanic in heat as it burst against Ray's heated skin. Huh? Ray tried to put the question into context, but all the blood leaving his brain wasn't exactly helping him. It's just a shirt? He tried, wondering what the right answer to the question might be. Oh, it was the right answer, obviously. Fraser's lips curved into a smile that Ray had never seen before. Hell, it was the sort of smile even his lewd mind hadn't been able to imagine. Rich! Oh, fuck. Ray stared down at his chest, eyes wide in surprise. Good thing it wasn't one of his favorite shirts, although at that very moment he wouldn't have given a shit about it anyway. Not with Fraser above him, looking down at his skinny body like it was an all-you-can-eat buffet. Tendrils of heat and cold seemed to be racing through his body, and Ray squirmed a little, trying to relieve a little pressure, or even better, get a little friction going. Fraser seemed to catch on, and Ray wasn't sure he was going to survive it when Fraser started licking a trail down Ray's chest. The wet lines felt odd, seemed so much cooler than his heated skin, where Fraser's hands were gliding up and down his flanks, stoking the fire of his body. Lifting a little, Fraser continued downward, and Ray wasn't sure where his jeans disappeared to, nor did he care much. With typical Fraser determination, Ray was stripped completely in record time. Oh yeah, Ray moaned and stretched out on the bed as Fraser seemed dead set on exploring his body, with his tongue. Never gonna tell you no licking again, Ray gasped as that wicked tongue dipped into his navel, a suggestive dance that had Ray arcing his back, writhing under Fraser. Fraser slipped down a little more and nuzzled Ray's hip, avoiding where Ray wanted him most of all. Still, he wasn't going to argue, because drawing it out was actually what he wanted, too. Never wanted it to end. Finally, Fraser dipped lower, nuzzling the base of Ray's cock, and Ray wasn't sure for how much longer he could hold back. His own hands were slipping back and forth over Fraser's shoulders as he reveled in the feel of the heated skin and the play of strong muscles under his fingers. The first tentative touch Fraser's tongue along the shaft was nearly Ray's undoing, although as Fraser grasped his cock and tongued the slit, Ray wasn't sure if he didn't actually obtain orbit, probably around Pluto somewhere. Ray lost himself in the feel of Fraser's weight on top of his legs, of the strong, rough fingers wrapped around his cock, thought nothing could be compared to the tight, wet heat of Fraser's mouth as it engulfed him, moving obscenely slowly downward. Closing his eyes, Ray fought off the urge to just let go. Fuck no, this was happening, and he was enjoying it, and shooting off like a damn teenager was not part of the plan. As good as it was, he wanted more. Pulling at Fraser's shoulders, he managed to get him to let go. Ray figured he'd never forget the petulant mule and the wet pop as Fraser's mouth left his cock. Nor would he forget the feel of it as cool air hit his overheated wet skin. Hooking his hands under Fraser's arms, he pulled him up and off balance. Oh, okay, that was different. He wasn't used to such a heavy weight on top of him, and where he was used to soft curves, there were only hard planes, angles. Oh, and some hard parts definitely matched his own. Maybe he should be freaking out, but all the blood seemed to be pooling elsewhere, and his body was yelling, "Fuck yeah!" loud enough to drown out any rational thinking. Oh boy, Fraser in 3D. Interactive touch, smell, watch, vision. Who'd have thunk? When the Mountie let go, he really let go. Ray squirmed until he could spread his legs a little more, enjoying the feel of Fraser's warm body sliding into the V of his legs, fitting like a missing piece of a puzzle. Fraser braced a hand on either side of Ray's head, and loomed over him, eyes dark and shiny, hair looking as if he was going for his own version of experimental hairstyle. Pushing forward, Fraser drove his own hard cock against Ray's, and Ray had to close his eyes for a moment, or he feared he might go blind from the overload of his senses. "Ray, open your eyes." Fraser's voice sounded gravelly, strung out, husky as hell, and so sexy Ray thought he might come from the sound alone. Maybe one of these days they could put that to the test. Ray opened his eyes and slid his hands up along Fraser's sides until he hooked them around Fraser's back. Skin warm under his hands, and Ray dug his fingers into the strong muscles, enjoying the feel of them moving under his touch with every move and thrust Fraser made. Fraser slid down to lean on his elbows, forcing the bodies even closer. Ray moaned and hooked his feet behind Fraser's knees and thrust upward. Fraser turned his head and rested his cheek against Ray's, his breath loud and hot against Ray's ear. They moved against each other with a grace Ray wasn't sure he'd ever experienced with anyone else. Yeah, grace. But below it was a throbbing rhythm that was as old and dark as life itself, and Ray fucking loved it. He craved it. Ben. Ray hadn't even made the transition consciously, but calling Fraser, in bed. No dice. Ben, Ray chanted. It was obviously the right thing to say, because something seemed to snap in Ben. A moment later, Ray was driven down against the mattress. Hell, before they were done, he'd be on the fucking floor. Not that Ray was complaining. No way. Mama Kowalski raised no fool. Ray knew a good thing when it hit him. Always trying to fuck him through the bed. Ben turned his head and Ray lost any sense of reality he had left. Everything narrowed down to the feel of Ben above him. Of the hot mouth and hiss, tongue driving for his tonsils. This was nothing like the buddy breathing on the Henry Allen. This was the opposite, sucking the air out of Ray's lungs. So much better. Ray's fingers slid down Ben's back, sweat-slick skin warm under his hands. Oh yeah, Ray knew he was making keening noises in his throat, but who the hell cared? He'd just gotten his hands on Ben's ass and it felt fan-fucking-tastic. With each thrust, the muscles tightened, dancing under Ray's fingers. Ben broke their kiss, pulling air into his lungs so hard Ray could hear how they filled. He was gasping for it himself, tilting his head back to ease the flow. Ben obviously took that as an invitation, because a moment later he latched onto Ray's neck, sucking and biting hard enough to leave marks. Marking him. Ben was marking him. That thought, combined with their frantic movements, finally did Ray in. Tightening his legs around Fraser, digging his fingers even harder into Ben's ass, Ray clenched his teeth to stop the howl from escaping, closed his eyes to watch the light show on the inside of his eyelids. Reality only slowly returned as Ray realized Ben was completely sunk out on top of him. With a near Herculean effort, he managed to untangle himself long enough to roll Ben's heavy body off himself. Oh man, they were sticky, and the sweat was cooling on his skin awfully fast. Ray wriggled around, grinning as Ben muttered something that sounded close to an obscenity at Ray's bouncing around. Come on, lover boy, Ray snickered as he arranged Ben's heavy limbs in a more comfortable position, found his torn t-shirt and mopped the worst mess off their bodies. Throwing it somewhere beyond the bed, he snuggled up against Ben, marveling at the body heat of his partner. Reaching behind him, he managed to find the top sheet of the bed and draw it over their bodies. Ray buried his face against Ben's neck, his own breathing slowing down, evening out, until it matched Ben's. His bedroom was going to smell like a whorehouse in the morning, but at the moment he really didn't give a damn about it. It definitely didn't matter a moment later when Ben's arms curved around his shoulder, pulling him a little closer, accompanied by a soft, contented sigh. "Knew I could break your calm," Ray muttered sleepily. "Didn't," rumbled Ben. "Did too," Ray snorted. "The half hour was up," Ben said, sleep and soft amusement warming his voice. "Fuck," Ray swore, biting lightly into the soft skin of Ben's neck. "Just as a little warning nip." "Not now. Later," Ben replied, yawning and rolling a little to the side, pushing a leg between Ray's. His other arm was wrapped possessively around Ray's waist. "You fall in love with a mountain, you pay and pay and pay," Ray sighed, nearly asleep. Ben was silent for a moment, then he shifted a little and pressed a soft kiss to Ray's cheekbone. Ray smiled as he drifted off. "Hey, in Fraser speak, those were some pretty big words." The end.